As you've heard throughout the program today, if there is one thing people have in common through every disaster, it's that every person processes trauma differently. For Jessie Mercer, the break from grief comes in the form of art. Her art studio in Paradise burned to the ground, as did her parents' home. Now she's using an object that almost everyone who escaped the fire was able to bring with them to create something new from the city's ashes. She's collected more than 3,000 keys that will become something of a memorial sculpture. NSPR's Tess Vigeland spoke with Jess Mercer at our studios.
Jess, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about this project.
Amongst the campfire tragedy that occurred, one of the things that struck me the day of was so many people left and were scattered and just didn't know if they were going home that day. But one thing that was so uniting is that everyone left with their keys. And so when I realized that we all had these keys that no longer had doors to open, I felt kind of a profound need to somehow bring us back together.
So what was your first pair of keys?
My parents.
Your parents. So you get your parents' keys, and what do you do after that? How do you go about asking people for their keys, especially if it's one of the only things left of their homes?
I just went at it with vulnerability, and I offered a volunteer action if people would like to partake in a community event with total transparency around the fact that I don't own this project, that the community does, that I will give it back as soon as I'm finished, and I can't wait for it to be displayed. It's been an honor. I've received Harley Davidson keys. I've received the keys to the schools up there. I've gotten keys sent to me all the way from Washington to Arizona to New York, from people that moved from the area that still had their key and wanted their story to still be represented in the area. And I thought that was very, very touching.
Can we look at some of them? You brought a few of them in a jar here. So do you have them labeled some way?
No. So what I have been doing is allowing people to participate at their own comfort level. And there's three ways people can do that. One is they can offer their original key at a drop-off location and do so at their convenience. Two is they can personally contact me. Three is that they can mail them to me. And the most important thing I'd like to emphasize is it can be a copy because it still tells the story. So if someone needs to hang on to their original for their own purposes, I want to respect and honor that completely. My goal with this is that I'm not going to alter the keys barely at all. If just adding a little soldering so that you can still see the image that might be on your key. And my goal is that for people to walk around and to see their key and to recognize that they're part of something bigger and to see them all together is the closest thing I could do to try and help rebuild my community.
How will these be displayed?
I am shaping the keys into the sculpture of a phoenix.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be about 5.5 feet tall. I have a 2.5 foot plaque that will be on the piece dedicated to those that we've lost. I have the doorknob from my art studio that I went and got a couple days ago up in Paradise, and that will be in the talons of the phoenix. There will be a scrapbook with all the stories and letters and everything.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about that because, you have all these... You have all these keys, and each one of them does tell a story. So those stories will be available.
Yes, yes. So there will be a book in front that people can flip through because I've been getting pictures of before and after of the homes. I've been getting testaments of memories that they shared in the homes or different locations in the community that they felt really connected to.
So we have all these keys on the table here. They're not labeled. Do you know the stories behind them?
Yeah.
You know each key?
I know most of them.
Let me ask you about this one then. It's got a couple of palm trees on it, and it's painted blue. Do you know this story?
That was given to me by New Earth Church up in Paradise, along with the pastor's office and the key to the children's playroom.
And this teeny tiny, is this
the diary key? And this was given to me by a girl probably under 8 years old. And she handed it to me and told me to keep her secret safe. And I just want to let her know that I will. This one is a very old GM car key, and it doesn't have a button. It doesn't have anything but a really little piece of metal to turn and open your car door with. And this key was given to me by an 88-year-old woman down in Arizona, and she had lived in the area for 27 years and drove up and down the Skyway in her favorite car. And this was the key to it, and she just wanted her key to still be a part of the story in Butte County. There is a need for people to place this somewhere, and I would encourage it instead of throwing them away or getting rid of them or burying them, is just remember they're still your story. They still are such a piece of your history, and even though you might have dropped them on the ground 100 times or lost them under the couch or not remembered where they were the night before. And I just want to encourage people to not get rid of them, even if you don't think it's appropriate to give them to me, to still hang on to them.
Jess Mercer is an artist, and you can find out more about this project at Key Project Tribute on Facebook. Jess, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Shall we put them back in a jar?
Yeah.